This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Thursday, June 8th, 2006. So I told you on yesterday's show that I was going to this retirement party last night, and sure enough, I did. And I didn't get home until 9 o'clock at night, well, almost 9, I should say. It was more like 8:45. But in any case, I was very tired and just, I really didn't want to be there. But, you know, the food thing, I was mentioning the food issue. Well, they had two choices. You could have some kind of beef thing, I'm not even sure what it was, or chicken with rice. So I chose the chicken with rice. And, of course, they had some veggies on the side, and I did not eat the veggies. But the part about socializing with people was not that bad. I chatted with people and, you know, congratulated the lady who was retiring and all that stuff. So it actually didn't end up being as bad as I first thought it was going to be. It's just that I didn't really want to be there. I was tired and it was late and I just wanted to go home, which I eventually did and went right to bed. So then I got up this morning and I had some email from Stephen in Boston, and he sent a voicemail as well. And Stephen was commenting on the show I did last week where I talked about the Supreme Court case where you cannot, or about the whistleblowers where you can't speak out in your job as, you know, against your job or whatever. Well, anyway, I just wanted to clarify for Stephen and for other people that I do understand what the court case was about. I know that well, you know what? Let me do this. Let me play his voicemail first, and then I'll talk about it. So listen to this voicemail from Stephen in Boston.
Hello. This is Stephen of Boston. I'm calling because I'm stunned that as a teacher, that you as a teacher would be at a loss in understanding the Supreme Court decision about the whistleblower. So I'm sending you that as a email, and there's a PDF file that's on it. And one of the things that it says in the decision is, when public employees make statements pursuant to their official duties, they are not speaking as citizens for First Amendment purposes, and the Constitution does not insulate their communication from employer discipline. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Stephen. I just want to let you know that I do understand the law, that after I read that article and I did some research and talked to some people, I do understand that in your official position you cannot speak out against your employer. But I wonder if you can then leave your job for at the end of the day or whatever and go home and speak to the media about it, not in an official capacity, but as a citizen. And would you be retaliated against or lose your job speaking out as a citizen? And if that's the case, then that's the part that I say that is wrong, that people should be able to, if they see an injustice taking place in their workplace, they shouldn't speak out in their official capacity, but then as a citizen, they should be able to speak out and not lose their job. That's what I'm trying to say and understand. But Stephen, you may have heard the boyfriend and I and Chef Mark talk about it on Tuesday's show. We did talk about the Supreme Court case and what we thought about that. So just so you know, I'm not an idiot. I do read things and research things and try to understand them. But when I first read that article, it was a little confusing, and I wanted to just get some clarification. So I'm sorry that you were stunned that a teacher didn't understand a case, but I doubt that everyone in the world understands everything about everything, to put it, you know, lightly or whatever. But in any case, thank you for the information, because he sent me some information, a PDF file, and a link to some other information about the Supreme Court case and what it really means and the actual ruling and all of that. So it was very informative. So Steve and I appreciate that information. And of course, I definitely appreciate the feedback about anything I talk about on the show, whether it's positive or negative. So I appreciate it completely. And I, of course, encourage everyone to send me feedback about anything that you hear me talk about on the show, whether it's positive or negative. So thank you, Stephen, and I hope that clears it up. Now, on to the rest of the week. Tomorrow is Friday, and I should be able to have a show. I don't know, but the, you know, it all depends on what I have going on tonight. In any case, I think I'm going to wrap it up for today. Oh, I did want to say that Beth had commented, or Mark and Beth had commented to each other on the website about the burning issue and about the cooking issue. So if you want to hear the ending of that, I suggest you go to the website and check out the comments, because they talked with each other, I believe, just through the comments. And it seems like it's okay now. And Mark clarified how to do it using long tongs and so forth. Anyway, I won't get into that. You can go to the website and read those comments. And I also wanted to thank the people for the comments about the boyfriend's artwork. I thought it was completely silly, and that's why I mentioned, that's why we talked about it on the show, and I just thought it was very silly. So in any case, that's the issue with the artwork. Now, let's see. Michael Perry is on Skype. Why don't we take a couple minutes and talk to Michael Perry? Let's see if he's around. Let's give him a call. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Wow, the audio sounds really good.
I can hear you this time.
that's good. I'm glad you got that figured out. So I should tell the listeners that we're listening or talking with Michael Perry, who is our listener in Squamish, British Columbia, right?
That's right.
And we had you on the show a long time ago, like last summer, I believe, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while. And just to remind the listeners, you are a night auditor at a hotel, right?
That's right.
And you're 34?
I will be 34 this year.
Uh-huh. When's your birthday?
November 7th.
Oh, so you have a little bit, a while to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's new with you? What's been up with you in the last, year?
Not much new, really. Got a new Macintosh.
Oh, which one did you get?
I got the 17-inch iMac, the new Intel one.
Oh, very good. You like it?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
And you're doing creative things with it?
Yep. At work, we have a newsletter that we put out, so it helps downloading clip art and putting it all together in Illustrator.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
And have you thought about doing podcasting since you got this new Mac?
Not really.
Not really.
So, I know. Better being interviewed than talking on my own.
Oh, I see. You'd rather have people ask you questions.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, then I'll just ask you a couple questions. Since it's been so long since we've talked to you, I noticed on your picture that your hair is really long. Is that true? Yeah.
It's very long. Goes down past halfway my back.
Why have you grown your hair so long?
I just wanted to try it out. And once you get hair that long, you don't really want to cut it.
So I guess you don't go to the barber at all then?
No.
Do you trim it or, you know, keep it neat at the ends yourself?
Yeah, just clip the ends a bit.
Ah, very good. Now, since it's been so long, have we found a boyfriend?
No, still single.
Still single? Are you in the dating pool yet?
Not really, but if something happens along, I wouldn't be totally against it.
Okay. Very good. Well, I did have a question for you, because in the United States in the month of June, it's Pride Month for all the gay people. Do they have Pride Month in Canada?
I don't know about Pride Month, but we definitely have our Pride celebration here in Vancouver.
And when is that typically?
I think it's the very last week in June or the first week in August.
Uh-huh.
So it's coming up.
And do you join the celebration and do a bunch of stuff?
Usually there's like a whole week worth of activities you can get involved with if you're into it. But if anything, I'll go to the parade and that's about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't really get into the Pride stuff in terms of the parade and festivities and all that. Oh, excuse me, I just burped. Which I'm not supposed to do on my show. But I'm drinking a wonderful Merlot tonight, so. But anyway. So what was I saying? I was talking about the pride stuff. Yeah, so that's about it with the pride stuff. So, well, tell me what else is new in your life.
Not too much. Went to visit my mom this weekend. She lives in Merritt.
Now, how far away from you is Merritt?
It's about a 4 hours drive.
Yikes.
Yeah.
And you just drove by yourself?
Yep.
And did you listen to podcasts along the way?
Actually, I listened to Pansy Division.
What's that?
It's sort of a queer punk band.
Oh, you're into the punk music.
I like Pansy Division.
Okay. So you listen to Pansy Division all the way, the whole 4 hours?
Yeah, pretty much.
And what did you see along the way?
Not too much. There wasn't a whole lot of people on the road, so I had a lot of time just driving by myself.
And is this area like a rural area, or is it populated, or you know, like cities and stuff?
Merritt is really rural. Forget how many people, but it's less than 10,000.
Oh, so it is small.
Oh yeah.
And do any of your siblings still live with your mom?
No, she's got 4 women that she's roommates with.
Oh my gosh, I never heard of that. A mother having roommates.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild. So she gets along well with them, I guess.
Oh, yeah. They have a good time.
Very good. And has your father passed away?
No, he's still around.
Okay.
Never really see him much, though.
Excuse me. I'm coughing. okay. So, let's see. You went to visit your mom. What did you do with her when you were there?
She wanted to check out some things on the website, so I brought my computer over there, set it up over there.
You brought your 17-inch iMac over there?
Yeah.
Oh my god, is it that portable?
Well, I still have the box that came in, and it's got a handle on it, so it's not that bad.
And does she have internet access?
No, I brought my modem, which I slide into the box, too.
But where did you get internet connection, then?
I just used dial-up.
Oh my god, dial-up. Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty painful.
So your internet service provider provides you with a number that you can dial up as well as have high speed at home?
Yeah, I think they give you like 4 or 8 hours of dial-up internet each month, too.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I don't think mine does that. At least I'm not aware of it.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, since it's been so long since we've talked to you, have you added any more podcasts to your listening list? Because obviously you still listen to Archer Radio.
Yes, of course. Actually, I dropped Feast of Fools for some reason.
Surprise, surprise. I wonder why. Everybody I know has dropped that one.
It just takes too long. They usually do an hour show. If I'm going to listen to an hour, I'll listen to Wanda.
Yeah. Although her one today was a little boring, but, you know, there's going to be boring ones here and there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So have you picked up any new ones then, like people that have come online since the last time we talked?
One that's come back is The Daily Huff.
Oh, The Daily Huff, yeah. I didn't realize he's back.
Yeah, they've done 2 shows already.
Now you say they. Is he not doing it by himself anymore?
No, he's got a co-host drag queen, Vaulty.
Oh my god.
Used to be at Vaulty's Veranda.
I'm going to have to check this out because I didn't realize he was back.
Yeah.
Wow. That's some good information.
Yeah.
So you listen to The Daily Huff. Do you listen to the PNS Explosion?
Yeah, I listen to them usually at work.
Yeah. And do you listen to the Little Fatty Cast?
No, I haven't really listened to them before.
Okay, well, you got to check them out. What about The Daily Purge with J. Michael Haas?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Oh, you definitely have to check him out. That show is so good. I really like that one. I mean, I like them all, but that's a good one. I have to be nice.
Yeah.
But anyway... gosh, now I don't know what else to ask you. You're still single. You got your hair long. You're still listening to podcasts. You're still at the same job, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Huh. Well, I don't know what to ask you. What do you want to talk about?
I haven't heard anything about crazy lady at work. Has she done anything crazy lately?
Oh, my God, yes, that crazy lady. She's actually been a kind of a bitch lately. She is talking like myself and my colleague are not very nice to her, and we don't include her in our decisions and stuff, and she's just crazy. Did I tell the story about the worms?
I don't think so. I think the last one you said was about the praying mantises.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, let me tell you this story about the worms, if you got a minute here.
Sure.
At our grade level, we study earthworms as part of our science unit. And are you sure I didn't tell the story? I swear it sounds like I've told the story before. Anyway, the earthworms come, you know, you have to order them. So it takes like 2 weeks to be delivered. And hers were delivered to her at like 3:30 in the afternoon on, you know, a regular day. And she took the earthworms home with her because she thought, oh, I'll just go ahead and, you know, dig up some dirt at home and create this little habitat for them at home. So she puts them in her car and she drives around doing errands and stuff. And this was like the really hot day we had in D.C. It was 95 degrees. And she didn't open the container before she left work that day. So she drives around, goes to the cleaners, gets her hair done. She does all this stuff. And she gets home about 3 hours later. And she goes out and digs up some dirt and puts it in this plastic container. And then decides to open up the worm container. And it turns out that all of her worms were dead.
She cooked them.
She fried them. Yep, she sure did. I was just like, I wanted to say to her, you are so stupid. You should have opened those that minute and got them into some dirt. Because I've had my worms now, because we all three teach the same grade level. I've had my worms for 3 weeks now, and they're all still alive, eating the dirt and just, you know, just fine. And hers are dead. So she's like, can I borrow some of your worms? I'm like, nope, sorry, I'm using them. I'll be using them until, you know, like next week. So she fried the worms, the damn bitch.
Yeah. I guess she doesn't have any other pets.
No, she doesn't have any pets. And she's so disorganized and such a bad, housekeeper, I would say, because her room's a mess, that the worms are going to die in there anyway. Like, we did this plant unit, and all of her seeds, when the kids planted seeds, they didn't grow. And then the plants that did grow in the community garden, they're all dead now because she forgot to water them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's just typically crazy stuff. So that's the update on the crazy lady. I forgot that I started to do that. I'm going to have to get back to talking about her again. Yeah. Well, now we've had our update, so...
Yeah. And you haven't heard anything from Beth about her new boyfriend?
I have not. I have not been able to connect with Beth. She left a comment on today's show about burning her hand on a hot, cooking with a hot dish or something. I don't remember exactly what. But besides that, I haven't talked to her about her boyfriend. I haven't seen her on Skype at all. I think what I'm going to have to do is actually plan a time when the two of us can be online and then record a show. But... since she has this new boyfriend, she probably doesn't have any time to get online anymore. So, is that you? Oh, fuck. We just lost Michael Perry. Let's try to call him again. Hello? It's connecting. I don't think you can hear the dialing. What happened to you?
I don't know. You just went away.
I didn't click on anything, I promise.
I'm on wireless connection rather than hardwired.
Oh my goodness, this is all wireless connection is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was saying that I have not been able to connect with Beth, that I'm probably going to have to plan a time that the two of us can be online at the same time and record a show with her, because I definitely need to find out about a boyfriend. And, you know, I want to find out how big his dick is and so forth.
All the good stuff, yeah.
That's right, all the good information. So have you been enjoying the shows that I have when I have Chef Mark on there?
Oh, yeah, this is wonderful to listen to.
He is a funny guy, and he's hot as hell, too.
I haven't seen any pictures, though.
Well, go to Remarkable Palette Podcast, or wait a minute, I don't know exactly the address. I have it on my links here. Where is it? Oh, now I can't find it. It's Remarkable Palette Podcast, I think. You would think, oh, wait a minute, I know where I have it. What am I thinking? I have it on Archer Radio. I have the link there. Yeah, it's remarkablepalette.blogspot.com.
Okay.
And his picture's up there in the right-hand corner. Yeah, he's a little hottie. He's got that little Latin flavor going on.
Yeah.
Now, are you attracted to Latin men?
I have been. Depends on the guy, I guess.
Uh-huh. Now, even though you haven't been on any dates, have you had any sex in the last year that you care to tell us about?
Not that I care to talk about.
Okay, then let's ask this. How often are you masturbating these days? I'm sorry, I shouldn't ask those questions.
Well, usually about once a day.
Oh my goodness, I just can't do that. I'm too old. Well, like, I could, I guess, if I had time, but I don't have as much time anymore.
Yeah.
So, well, good for you. Oh my goodness. So what else have you been liking about the show lately?
I don't know. It just rings true with me. I love to listen to it.
Okay. Oh, well, great. Well, it seems like this one might be the boring because I don't know what to ask you about. We just caught each other on Skype.
Yeah, just happenstance.
You think I'd have this like prepared list of questions to ask you, but I really don't. So.
Yeah.
But anyway. Well, I should probably let you go then because I can't think of anything to talk about.
All right.
And people will say, that was the most boring show ever, Archer. You should have thought about something to talk about. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But if you think of something, you can certainly chime in if you like.
All right.
Anyway. I'll give you one last chance. Do you have anything you want to say to the listeners?
Well, I'll just say bye.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me tonight.
All right.
All right. You take care.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, well, that was fun. That was a fun little conversation with Michael. I'm sorry it was a little boring at times, but hopefully you enjoyed it anyway and got to do a little catch-up with Michael. So thank you for that call, Michael. Thank you for the chat, Michael. I appreciate that. And hope things are going well for you in Squamish, British Columbia. All right, so boys and girls, now that's enough. I think I will end the show tonight, I mean right now, and let you go. So thanks for listening, and tune in again tomorrow. Thanks for all the comments, the voicemail, the emails, everything. Thanks. So boys and girls, until next time, bye. I should